Westminster Abbey.
In front of you, you can see the stunning building of one of the most popular sites in London, the Westminster Abbey. Its history dates back to medieval times, when it was used as a Benedictine monastery. It was founded in 960 AD, but not till King Edward the Confessor 100 years later chose to enlarge the church, it became known as the, as it is its correct name, Westminster, due to its location. The new building was consecrated in 1065. Unfortunately, the king died only a week later. Nevertheless, he ought to be the first one buried in the church. His magnificent shrine lies still in the middle of the cross-like building, beyond the high altar. The undercroft in which nowadays the Abbey Museum is located is one of the remainders of the original monastery. Since Christmas Day 1066, when Edward's cousin William the Conqueror has been crowned here, the Abbey became the nation's coronation church. Besides, there have been other royal events, for instance, the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton in 2011. The next step made towards today's appearance was the rebuilding of the contemporary modern Gothic style in the 13th century under King Henry III. Thereby, the work was only done by the best masons, who built a more outstanding church influenced by the architecture of the newest European cathedrals. Still, the English character was maintained by elaborated mouldings of the main arches, the lavish use of polished Purbeck marble for the columns, and the overall sculptural decoration, single instead of double aisles as well as a long nave. Moreover, the new building included an extra space for the coronation ceremonies, and bright colors were added to beautify the glasses, walls, and tombs. The famous unique Cosmati pavement in front of the high altar was also laid down at this time. When talking about King Henry VIII, it is to be mentioned that his father let a new lady chapel be built for the Westminster. The chapel is known to be extremely decorated, even with emblems of the Tudor family. Henry himself was crowned here together with his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, followed by many days of feasting. However, he was responsible for closing the medieval monastery in 1540. Instead, it was made a cathedral church, with the former abbot being the new dean. A bishop was appointed and some of the previous monks became members of the cathedral's clergy. 10 years later, the bishop was dismissed because the church was made a member in the Diocese of London. Henry's parents, his fourth wife Anne of Cleves, two of his young died sons and his three royal children are buried in the Westminster. But not only kings and queens are buried here, there are also tombs of famous statesmen, for example Charles Darwin, Isaac Newton and Charles Dickens. Since the 16th century, nothing has changed within the Abbey except for completing the West Towers in Portland stone in 1745. After the outbreak of the Second World War, an air raid shelter had been built for the Abbey's clergy. Most of the treasures were evacuated and the tombs were protected by thousands of sandbags. In 1941, a destructive air raid set a part of its roof on fire, which after it fell down could be eliminated. At the end of the war, services were held to celebrate. Additionally, the current Pope, Benedict XVI, was the first Pope ever visiting the Abbey in 2010. Still, worship is offered every day. There are frequently concerts. For example, this year the Summer Organ Festival is set in the Westminster. Moreover, the Cathedral's choir offers daily choral services. The different parts of the Westminster Abbey have variable opening times, but the main church is almost the whole day open for visitors. The entry costs about £6 to £16. Of course, the Westminster is also represented on Twitter under the pseudonym Webby and on Facebook. There's also an app available. You can download podcasts, watch videos on YouTube, or you can subscribe to a newsletter.